WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Spring has just sprung, but already there is some attention being given to the upcoming hurricane season, including some changes to improve hurricane forecasting. This past week, the National Weather Service announced that the National Centers for Environmental Prediction, or NCEP, will upgrade the Geophysical Fluid Dynamics Laboratory's hurricane prediction system. Changes to the model will include upgrading the simplified Arakawa-Schubert deep convection parameterization to the new version implemented in the GFS, or the Global Forecast System, modification of the surface enthalpy exchange coefficient and dissipative heating effect, expansion of the coupled region in the eastern Atlantic to prevent storms from losing coupling effects with the ocean due to insufficient overlap with the western Atlantic, and correction of, you got it, a few bugs in the model. Testing of these changes on the storms from 2010 has shown some encouraging improvement, with an average reduction in the forecast error by about 20% for the 3 to 5 day forecast period. These changes will be implemented with the 12Z run on May 17th. Now, next week, I'll take a peek into some of the complexities that go into the GFDL hurricane forecasting model. In the meantime, if you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.